It's even before quarter to six. The train is running ahead of time as we turn to Jason Kanz for the best 5 minutes of the day. Good morning.
Good morning.
We sometimes do a mental health Monday. I really do not have a mental health topic. I could try to stretch something into that, but nonetheless, I've got everything from soup to nuts in my head this morning, so.
Okay.
All right.
We'll go wherever you go.
All right. Well, we'll start off with donuts. So if you walk into the station and you see 1.5 glazer donuts left over from Saturday in a box, would you look heavenward and ask the Lord, Lord, did you mean those for me?
So probably not, and here's why. Because I'm not a huge fan of glazers. I know Tessa thinks they're the best thing since sliced bread, but I'm not a huge fan. And if they were there all weekend, I probably would not.
Yeah, they're probably not quite as fresh.
Right.
But here's what you do. And I wondered this morning, the microwave is really a modern miracle. And I wonder, how did previous generations get along without one?
Yeah, I don't know. They had to be more patient, apparently.
But you take those day-old glazers and you put them in the time machine, and or in this case, the microwave, and they can, you know, they can bring up the taste level.
Sure, sure. Yeah. Yeah, now if it were Krispy Kreme, it would be a different thing for me, so.
Yeah, yeah. And, yeah, we're getting into the comparison here, for sure. I understand. I understand. There's similarities. There's similarities,
yes,
for sure.
Right.
So, all right, so let's see. Also, well, it is. We've got 20 of these days together before Easter, and so we wrapped up First Peter. Actually, we made it through, and I'm going to need to go back and do a review because, boy, we've covered. You know, I know in 1 Corinthians we did chapter 13, the love chapter. We've done the Sermon on the Mount. We've covered a lot of material on this show.
We have, and I was thinking of that as we finished up 1 Peter. I'm like, I don't know what we haven't covered. And I know there's quite a bit we haven't, but, we've definitely covered a lot of ground in Letters to the Beloved. So,
and so I'm just interested. First question is in terms of, again, Philip Yancey recently had talked about this time of it gets to be the Easter time of the year, the Lenten season, and he's reading from John 13 through 17. Well, it just so happens you wrote Notes from the Upper Room, Lessons in Loving Like Jesus. You've got the book and then the companion 129 devotions. People can order that if they want to, but talk about what led you to write about that and what you learned in writing about that.
You know, so that has always been one of my favorite sections of Scripture. And for those who don't know, it's the upper room conversation in John's gospel where Jesus talks with the disciples. And I have said that for me, it's one of the most relationally intimate sections of Scripture. It covers a conversation that's a few hours long, and it's, you know, five chapters. And it's amazing that we have such a condensed long section of Scripture for such a short conversation. And so for me, again, I think it's Jesus' final instructions before he goes to the cross. You know, it's this last conversation that he has. I think the depth of what we learn there is really important and beautiful.
So here is the deal that I've been dating when we occasionally read some of these. Now it looks like maybe not all of them have been marked. But anyhow, we're going to play catch up and see how many more, because out of the 129 devotionals, we've read many, but not all of them. And so I thought we were well into John 16, but now I look like maybe we skipped over something here in the heart of it. All right, so I tell you what, this morning you've got the devotion in your hand, right?
I do, yep.
All right, so I'll read the scripture, you read the devotion. It's John 14:21 today. So,
okay.
All right, so let's keep the music going. Yeah, you can find that, and it reads like this. Whoever has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me, and he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him.
And I wrote, this was the third time Jesus spoke of his commands in this discourse. Under the new covenant, salvation does not come by works of the law, but Jesus' finished work. So why did he keep circling back to talk about commandments? I suspect he wanted them to understand that love was not a precursor to receiving his forgiveness, but rather a consequence of it. knowing that they were accepted by God, not because of what they had done, but because of what Jesus had done, would stir them to love. Do you ever live in such a way that you are working hard to earn God's love? When you sin, do you fear that you have disappointed God? Do you picture him scoffing and shaking his head? Listen, God is your biggest fan. No one believes in you more than God does. Hear his voice saying, you've got this, I believe in you.
All right, so it's interesting. Like, I think a lot of people live with that sense that you talk about, don't you?
Well, for sure. Absolutely. You know, I think that I know I have for much of my life lived in that way where it's just feeling like I'm a screw-up and thinking God is just tolerating me. And I don't think that's the picture we get in John or in the Gospels or in the New Testament altogether.
I'm just puzzled, though, and I think I'm looking for a song. Here it is by Jill Phillips. It's called God Believes in You, and so we'll play that. But, you know, that kind of puzzles me sometimes, and I'd love to hear you talk about it because I feel like, you know, our faith in God is, you know, legit, but we struggle with it. But, like, talk to me about this idea of God believing in us.
You know, so I think that God has this cosmic plan, right, that God knows will work out. And as a part of that, God knows that in our failures, to quote Stephen Curtis Chapman, his strength is perfect. And, you know, so I think that God knows that through the whole process, there is a sense of believing that we will ultimately live in a way that we will be able to receive his love.
Very good. Well, I'll tell you what, we have stretched beyond our 5 minutes, so we better wrap it up. I'll talk
Sounds
to you
good.
Tomorrow. There we go, our buddy Jason Kanz on WWIB. Weekend recap on a Monday morning. Halvo and Caleb, the WIB wake-up show. Basketball made up a good part of my weekend. Friday night, calling that boys Division I regional semifinal, Marshfield over Chi High. And then in the gym with you and a lot of other folks at the Doghouse at Eau Claire North, Caleb, with the McDonald girls going to state, this time in D4, beating Fall Creek. I thought of the movie Hoosiers. It just felt just the pure essence of great competition and great basketball. Meanwhile, our Love Over Fear small group at church led that Sunday morning. And then back to a basketball banquet for the Chi-Hi girls, presented our radioactive award to Sarah Chafee at 62 threes for them and is 9 short of the school record for girls. So that's my weekend.
So, yeah, my weekend involved a lot of basketball as well. Friday night, I was over in Spring Valley broadcasting a game, McDonald's Spring Valley. Spring Valley moved on, then fell to Cameron on Saturday night, I believe. So the Comets still moving on into the sectional for basketball. But, yeah, that ended the boys' basketball season for our coverage on our sister station WOGO, along with Chi-High's loss to Marshfield. But a lot of great memories from that. Called the girls' basketball game on Saturday afternoon and just a packed house at Eau Claire North. And so much fun. Again, there were probably 1,500 people there.
Yeah.
I mean, and it just absolutely packed. And it just, I love that. And maybe because North, it did feel like Hoosiers with sort of old wooden bleachers and all that. And it's just, I love high school sports. And so, so much fun.
So pure, just the pure essence.
I mean, and bringing everybody out from the community too. So again, congratulations to Fall Creek on their fine season. They fell to McDonald, but Fall Creek, a fairly young team. And so they'll have a lot of talent back. And I would expect them probably to be back in that game next year. McDonald moving on to Green Bay for the fourth consecutive year, this time moving up a division from D5 to D4. So again, that team, those girls certainly mean a lot to me. I've been able to have a lot of great relationships with the school and the coaches and the staff and family. So looking forward to that trip later on this week with my friend Mark Maloney. And after that, I watched the live stream of my brother Will's final game of the season. The Rice Lake fell to Wausau East. Out in Wausau, and I decided not to make that trip, which is probably a good idea because I crashed and caught up on some sleep immediately after that game was over. Yesterday, though, after church, a little swimming pool party with my nieces and nephews to celebrate baby Lara, my niece's first birthday, and we celebrated with some delicious tacos and dirt cake later on as well, too, at my mom's house. So looking forward to the week now, too, and got a little bit more caught up on the rest last night as well. So feeling closer to normal by this morning.
Fantastic. Well, we'll enjoy you through Thursday, and then you'll have a late night Thursday night in Green Bay.
Indeed. And all thank right. you to our first pledger before 8:45, Vicky from Eau Claire. Thank you.
Way to go, Vicky. And let me just say, we got a pledge already for tomorrow or potentially the next time I shoot, because people are like, hey, that's a safe one. One for five, Halvo is becoming, people are saying that should be my new nickname. I think I made it too hard, Caleb. It's just a flick of the wrist, you know, so I'm working on that. But also, this pledge, I think, is kind of an exemplary pledge. It's basically, this is for tomorrow in the early morning, but it's like $5 for a miss, $10 for a make, and if you make all five, I'll double it to 100. I kind of like that
wow.
because it gives
there you
go. Something. All the makes make it more, and if you make all five, so anyhow.
And again, always a chance to win some great prizes as a thank you for your giving, but also you're supporting 20 Christ Center programs
right.
Here on WWIB. It's a fundraiser. It is a fundraiser, but it is a fundraiser as well. So thank you again, everybody, for your generosity toward WIB Inc.
It is both of those for sure. All right, well, some have been asking, are you going to do a third annual WIB CCM tourney? And the answer right now is yes.
Yes. So nomination lines are open. The nomination line specifically, because again, we'd like this to all be on the text line so you don't miss any. So 715-396-1670. Also, you can pledge for Hope and Hoops, coincidentally. But yeah, tell them how it works.
Yeah, so we've done this the last 2 years. Crowder won last year, and it was Toby Mac the year before that. So you really never know who it's going to be, but 715-396-1670. Get us your artist. It could be a, you know, a male soloist, female soloist, could be a group, what have you. And we'll kind of get it down to 32. We kind of seed them. And you have to, then, after you give us the artist, you also have to get us, within the next 48 hours, the you have to get us five songs in the order that you want them in the tourney. Because this is not just one song, one and done. Your artist has to have some depth to them.
Yeah, so this is the five songs that you want for the artist that you choose.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to give us, as Halvo said, that order that you'd want them played. So again, your fifth song would be the song that plays in the finale, in the championship.
Right.
If your artist or group makes it that far. So again, first, give us the artist, and then as soon as you can, the five songs.
There is some strategy to that, because listen, I mean, if they got a great song or two, but if you don't make it to the finals, then they never get that one on the air.
Sherry from Bloomer already in for Matt Maher at 715-396-1670. So quick response. And so, Sherry, Matt Maher, that's yours. There you go.
That doesn't surprise me. Sherry is quick to participate. So please jump in. We've had a lot of participation the last 2 years. 2 years ago, Johnny Cash was a real surprise. Who will it be this year? 715-396-1670, the WIB CCM tourney.
All right. 396-1670 to pledge for Hope and Hoops and to get your artist in as well.
All right. We got a lot going on here at the WIB Wake Up Show. Good to see somebody else just got in a cabin fever scream. Those are welcome at a very crowded 715-396-1670. And also, hey, let's get behind Caleb. I was thinking about pledging for you, but again, I've got a whole broad month, and I need to, you know, strategically think when and if I would do that. And then a lot of times you bring in your kids, and, you know, between you and Cooper, I'd probably choose Cooper. So anyhow.
Sure, that's fair.
Yeah, that's fair. All right, so those kids pull on the heartstrings. But, hey, we also kicked off our WIB third annual CCM tourney this morning. We're looking for 32 different artists. And we are a quarter of the way there. We got eight so far off the board.
So 715-396-1670. Use that listener line to text in the artist that you want. Now, we're also going to need five songs from you. You can start off just with getting us the artist and making sure they haven't been chosen by someone else. But then we're going to need, as soon as possible, the five songs you would want to be played, again, in the order you want them played if your artist makes it all the way through to the championship. A great prize for the person who nominates the winning artist in this year's WIB Wake Up Show CCM yeah. Song Tournament.
I'll say, how about a pair of tickets to We Are Messengers, April 8th at the Pablo Center, along with
Ben Fuller
and Jonathan Traylor.
Yes, so two tickets. You can go to that wonderful concert April 8th on our dime. If you don't win or you just want to make sure you get your tickets, WWIB.com under the events tab or PabloCenter.org.
That's the music. We're getting close to Caleb shooting a second time this month of March. Hope and Hoops.
715-396-1670. We always welcome latecomers, last-minute pledgers who say, hey, I'd like to support WIB Incorporated, and also get into that drawing for the $20 Festival Foods gift card. Thank you to Vicky from Eau Claire, Betty from Ladysmith, and Rose from Phillips We've, again, been hearing from all over the place for Hope and Hoops, and we love that, especially from the northern parts of the WIB listening area. Thank you so much. I think we've got some flat pledges in there. Per shot I make, per shot I miss, even extra incentives if I somehow make all five. So, yeah, we would love to hear from you. Last second, you can get it in. It'll still count toward the drawing. 715-396-1670.
All right, I'm ready to do play-by-play, which Caleb does so well and will do from State McDonald in Cuba City, 7:40 Thursday night. But this, today, Caleb, ready to go here. The first of five is on the way, and swish, he's one for one, four to go. The next one on the way, oh, off the mark, three to go. Next one, there's the flick of the wrist, two out of three. Flick of the wrist, three out of four, one to go to match his performance Friday, four to five. Four to five. There you go. 80% again.
I'll take that. Yeah. It's a little disconcerting when you miss one earlier on, because then if I'm only budgeting one miss and saying I want to do at least four, then you got to kind of lock in. But I'll take four out of five.
You played good mental catch up there.
I feel all right about that on a Monday.
Yeah.
Though I did miss out on one pledge that was five for five. But at some point this month, hopefully we'll go five for five. And we'll come back and do that drawing for the $20 Festival of Foods gift card as well.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you so much to everybody who's pledged. You can continue to pledge throughout the day. If you're like, oh man, I just missed it, was just tuning in. Well, Dawson will be shooting live on the drive 4:45. And man, he went four out of five Friday. Mm-hmm. So yeah, get in early. And Dawson,
I'm spotting
also,
you guys a lead. I'm spotting.
Dawson also has a $20 Festival of Foods gift card to give away. It's Hope and Hoops supporting 20 Christ Center programs here on WWIB. And also a last call as well here, at least for this morning's show, to try to get in a few more artists for our CCM Song Tournament. We're going to narrow it down to 32 if we get more than 32. But we're on our way, but still plenty of artists out there that have not been chosen yet.
Yeah, Mercy Me, one of the latest to go. We've got 11 so far. I'm going to list those in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group.
All right, so before we get to the top of the hour in that Festival Foods drawing for the $20 gift card, let's go a little older school here with Sarah Groves from her wonderful album, Conversations. This is called The Word on WWIB, where we are family. Good morning. It's the WIB Wake Up Show on a Hope and Hoops Monday. Thank you for supporting 20 Christ-centered programs here on WWIB.